In addition to separating from all of our friends, the wealth and resources that accumulate over time, no matter how marvelous they are, eventually become unusable. No matter how high your rank or position, you must eventually fall. To remind myself of this, when I ascend the high platform from which I teach, just as I am sitting down, I recite to myself the words of the Diamond Cutter Sutra about impermanence. View things compounded from causes to be like twinkling stars, figments seen with an eye disease, the flickering light of a butter lamp, magical illusions, dew, bubbles, dreams, lightning, and clouds. I reflect on the fragility of caused phenomena, and then snap my fingers, the brief sound symbolizing impermanence. This is how I remind myself that I will soon be descending from the high throne. Any living being, no matter how long he or she lives, must eventually die. There is no other way. Once you dwell within cyclic existence, you cannot live outside of its nature. No matter how marvelous things may be, it is built into their very nature that they and you, who take joy in them, must degenerate in the end. Not only must you die in the end, but you do not know when the end will come. If you did, you could put off preparing for the future. Even if you show signs of living to a ripe old age, you cannot say with 100% certainty that today you will not die. You must not procrastinate. Rather, you should make preparations so that even if you did die tonight, you would have no regrets. If you develop an appreciation for the uncertainty and imminence of death, your sense of the importance of using your time wisely will get stronger and stronger. As the Tibetan scholar Yogi Tsongkhapa says, when the difficulty of finding this human body is understood, there is no way to stay doing nothing. When its great meaning is seen, passing the time senselessly is a cause of sorrow. When death is contemplated, preparation to go to the next life is made. When actions and their effects are contemplated, sources of non-conscientiousness are turned away. When in this way these four roots have become firm, other virtuous practices easily grow.